AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The man accused of killing five people in Cleveland, Texas, is now in custody.
The FBI's Jimmy Paul says they swooped in after someone called their tip line.
We received the tip at 5:15 p.m. and the arrest was made at 6:30 p.m.
The arrest was about 20 miles away from the initial crime scene.
Five counts of murder, $5 million bond.
San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers.
They can rest easy now because he is behind bars and he will live out his life behind bars. For killing those five.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
What do we want?
Contracts.
When do we want it?
Now.
For the first time in 15 years, Hollywood writers have gone on strike. Annabelle Anderson is on the picket line in Hollywood.
AI is only going to get more advanced, and we need to make sure that writers and all workers are being protected from AI. And residuals are a way for people to survive between gigs, and sometimes those gigs don't come around for like a year or two.
Most late-night talk shows, which are written daily, are dark and in rerun mode. Saturday Night Live won't air the last three episodes of its season, starting with the one scheduled this weekend with host Pete Davidson. A video has gone viral showing a New York subway rider putting another in a deadly chokehold. WCBS-TV's Ali Bowman.
Police sources tell us the 30-year-old man in the video had been acting erratically on the subway car, allegedly throwing trash and yelling at passengers. We're told the 24-year-old man, who's a former Marine, stepped in to try and quell him. Things turned physical, and sources say the Marine put him in a chokehold while telling those around to call 911. When police eventually got there, they brought the 30-year-old man to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. The NYPD is still investigating and waiting for the medical examiner to determine the official cause of death.
The U.S. is sending 1,500 more troops to the southern border. CBS's Weisha Zhang tells us they expect a surge in migrants.
The administration is preparing for as many as 10,000 migrants to cross the southern border next week, which would almost double the daily average in March. Recently, more than 7,000 migrants have arrived every day.
It's almost Derby time. The 149th annual Kentucky Derby is Saturday, and if watching on your TV at home while wearing a fancy hat and sipping a mint julep just doesn't sound as fun as going to Louisville, Kentucky to watch the race live, you can still get tickets. And they're pretty affordable. Some are running as low as $62, which is a steal considering you'll get to witness the most exciting 2 minutes in sports live in person. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe, what do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comments where he said if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG
officer. I'm sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.,
you're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom. Simply the Taco Tuesday edition.
Happy doing, Taco Tuesday to you, Evan. Work on the board. Thank you, buddy. Our fair audience, happy Tuesday to us all. I got a new desk, so I'm standing up right now, man. I'm feeling pretty feisty.
I've never found you to be a guy who thought well on his feet or sitting. Either
we
one.
Used to do... Thanks for the compliment, Crudy. Come on, we used to do this stuff standing up all the time. And so, you know, over the course of years, kind of got into the habit based on the studios and situations sitting down. But now I got this nice little automatic desk. I stand up, man, and I can get some exercise during the show.
You know, my partner Sage has one of those rich guy desks. I have a card table in my office. I haven't even invested in a real desk in my office. I don't need it.
You know, my cousin gave me the desk. So, you know, I rely on the kindness of strangers. So thank you, Matt.
Dominic, do you know the Writers Guild of America, the WGA? They're on strike.
They're on strike. I heard some of the shows, the night shows, the entertainment shows will
Jimmy
not
Kimmel?
Be running. But, Crudy, we're
no.
still here, man. We're still here.
Completely unaffected. Totally unscripted, this show. We don't even know what we're going to say.
Stick around. We'll find out along with you.
Dominic, I think we should lead today with the GOP doing what the GOP does. Trashing Tony Evers' budget in this case.
And killing my dreams.
Well, you have so many dreams, Dom. The headline here, our friend Jesse Apoyan at the Cap Times locally. Paid family leave. And the one that's got Dom a little butthurt. Legal marijuana acts from GOP as GOP guts Evers' budget.
Boo! Why would anybody vote for the GOP ever? Everyone's already smoking the weed. You're just turning away like $250 million a year in tax revenue. But hey, good thinking, guys.
The pro-life anti-family party? They're against paid family leave.
Family leave? Right, right.
I just point that out. Republicans on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted today in one sweeping motion to strip more than 500 items from Democratic Governor Tony Evers' proposed 2023-25 budget, abandoning provisions including paid family leave, public funding for the Milwaukee Brewer Stadium, and this one stings a little, Dom, the legalization of marijuana. The GOP-led committee, yeah, it's a 12-4 GOP-led committee, It ain't even close. They're not trying to balance this one. The GOP-led committee will now craft a new spending plan, starting from the existing or base budget, as it did with the two previous budgets since Evers was elected in 2018. So here's the process. Evers goes out and does listening sessions around the state of Wisconsin, not just the invitation-only kind that Republicans like to do, but he actually goes out and listens to his constituents. He crafts a budget, and then the Republicans promptly tear it down. People like committee co-chair Rep. Mark Borden, Republican from Beaver Dam, called the vote a rejection of the massive expansion of government and reckless spending in the governor's $103.8 billion proposal. Let me say this. That's a lot of jing, man. $103.8
billion? Oh, rounded up to $104 billion.
Wow! I remember when I was complaining about Scott Walker biannual budgets in the $70 million range, Tom.
Billion.
Billion. Yeah, well.
$70 billion range, right.
Still 30% lower than the current budgetary proposal.
No question. How long ago were those budgets?
Evers has been the governor 4 years. It's his third budget proposal. That'd be, call it six. So 6 years worth of inflation, 30%? That's a lot. A little bit more. Evers' proposed budgets would have amounted to an increase in annual state spending of more than 17% compared to the current fiscal year. A 17% increase in expenditures, Tom, that does seem a little bloated, I'll just say. As the state finds itself in an unprecedented financial position with a projected $7.3 billion surplus, Republicans panned it as an unsustainable level of spending, while Democrats characterized it as an investment in the state's growth. Throughout the day, the committee's Democratic members pointed to the state's declining working-age population and argued Evers' budget would fund initiatives that would make Wisconsin a more attractive place to live. Well, Republicans aren't really down for that. I mean, are they? Tell me the last Republican proposal that would make you want to live in the state of Wisconsin. I'm waiting. 844-967-2789. A little bit more here, and then maybe Dom can help. Democrats' singular goal with the state budget and the state surplus is to, and this is a quote, Dom, from Senator Kelda Royce, make Wisconsin a place where everyone can live and learn and work and thrive. That's the everyone part that Republicans are going to object to, I suspect. No one's come to save us but us, said Rep. Evan Goyke, Democrat from Milwaukee. If we don't start today and make these critical investments in housing and local government and healthcare and education and infrastructure, we set the stage for incredible economic pain because our workforce will not be able to meet the demand. I'm not sure if Dobbs or Evan or anyone else is part of this show anymore, but I'm still going to play along. Rep. Borden agreed with Goyke on the need for growth, but said Republicans and Democrats differ on the best way to achieve it. When the solutions, apparently from the Dems, are more government, more spending, more welfare, smoke more weed, yeah, our approaches are going to be different, Borden said. Is that it? Do we have a smoke more weed approach? Well, probably more than Mark Borden. There are opportunities to meet goals related to education, childcare, healthcare, and other challenges in a budget that truly made for Wisconsin, not just for the governor's reckless spending wishes. Again, Mark Borden authored that quote. In the coming weeks, the Joint Finance Committee will continue to vote on the budget, eventually sending it to the legislature for approval. After it's passed by the Assembly and the Senate, Evers can reject it. I suspect he will. Sign it into law or modify it with his veto authority. That's the big question. What's Tony Evers going to do this time around? Because the last couple times around, I was less than satisfied with the governor's choice because he proposed what I thought was a relatively fair balance and balanced budget. And then the Republicans effectively strip it down, tear it out, destroy it, and start over and put forth their budgetary proposals. Now, the first time Tony Evers was proposed a Republican budget effectively use the line item veto, very powerful tool in the governor of the state of Wisconsin's arsenal. He used the line item veto, and he changed the nature of some of the context of the bills, and he made it a more kid-friendly, more education-friendly budget. And otherwise, he effectively accepted what the Republicans were doing because he felt he had to. And then we went with what? Budget number two. Budget number two was also proposed by Tony Evers and then completely eradicated by Republicans. They destroyed it. They started over. They threw it away. So that was Republican budget number two. And if my memory serves me, Tony Evers effectively signed that budget in its current form. So he accepted, helped embrace that budget, that Republican budget, Dom, the second time through. So here we go again. Strike three for Tony Evers. Well, he's going to try to strike for a third time. He's putting forth his budget, and $104 billion does seem quite bloated to me. You know, maybe he's put a little fat out there for the cutting down.
Well, there is a little bit of fat. Urban Milwaukee breaks down some of the changes. Sean Johnson reporting from Wisconsin Public Radio. Here are some of the items the Republicans voted on a 12-4 party line vote to remove. A tax cut for individuals who earn less than $100,000 a year and couples who earn less than $150,000.
Isn't that most Wisconsinites?
The only time Republicans don't like tax cuts if they're not, you know, aimed at super rich people. Other than that, no tax cuts for you earning less than $100,000 a year. Another one, a $235 million initiative to promote mental health in schools. That's a big chunk of money. $200 million to replace lead service lines.
Well, I was going to say, as to the mental health in schools issue, every time we have a school shooting, a mass shooting, what do Republicans always blame it on? Well, it's the shooter. It's not the gun.
It's
a mental health issue. Clearly, this person's deranged. Why isn't there more screenings? So they got rid of the $235 million proposal. Tony Evers trying to help the welfare of these young kids. I thought I even saw a social media curfew proposal. Because the kids aren't all right, according to Republicans, unless there is some actual investment proposed by a Democratic governor. How dare he?
How dare he? $200 million to replace the lead service lines. Again, lead lines. Still lead poisoning here in Milwaukee to the nth degree. I mean, it's almost as bad as Flint. Measures that would scale back tax credits for manufacturers and cap gains, which would generate more than $1 billion in revenue to the state government. Well, Republicans don't want that. They're fine with blowing a hole in the budget. What else here? Universal background checks for firearm purchases? Yeah, right. We're not going to give you money for mental health. Good luck getting universal background checks. The creation of an automatic voter registration system? Oh, hell to the no. The college kids, all they got to do is roll out of bed and go vote. Right, Cleta Mitchell? We can't have it be too easy for a voting bloc that may not support us. And, you know, heaven forbid we change our ways. A freeze on enrollment in private voucher schools, a cap on insulin copays, hell no, a restoration of public sector union rights that were lost under Walker's Act 10 collective bargaining law, and a repeal of Wisconsin's private sector right to work law.
Those all sound way too worker family friendly. They all must go. Wholesale changes to the governor's budget. That's what happens every cycle. Because don't forget, we've got gerrymandered legislative districts. They don't represent us. These Republicans, they don't. Numerically, they do not. Come back, more devils.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 32. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 57. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 36. Warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the 420 break, but Republicans in Wisconsin, they don't want you to have 420 breaks. They're such buzzkills, these Wisconsin Republicans, stripping it out of Tony Evers' budget. Hey, Tony, thanks for trying, though, man.
Thanks for nothing.
Oh, Denny, that's all I need.
You know, it's hard to blame Tony Evers. He's come around on this issue, recreational, legalized marijuana. Republicans less so, because, of course, they don't reflect the will of their constituents. We know that Tony Evers just won re-election by 90,000 votes. That's kind of landslide territory in a Wisconsin election. But apparently that's not enough to convince Republicans that he was elected to, you know, put forth the will of Wisconsin people. Because they got this baked in the cake gerrymander, man. They don't have to listen to their constituents. Hell, they certainly don't have to listen to that damn Democratic governor. Now, if he'd be a Republican, they'd sign that crap sandwich. They'd pass that in a hurry. But they've got a counterproposal, Tom. You know, they're going to clean up the labor laws. They're going to make it all good here in the state of Wisconsin. Don't be smoking dope, you kids. But let's get a job in a bar. At age 14, 14-year-old bartenders, Tom, this seems a little counterintuitive. It seems like we're sending the kids today a wrong message. But, you know, we got a labor force problem, and there's only one way to solve it. Not pay people more.
No. Can't do that.
Let's make teenagers between the ages of 14 and 17 allowed to serve alcohol in the state of Wisconsin. This is a new legislative proposal. Found this one at the Wisconsin Examiner. Baylor Spears reporting this one dropped today, Dom. Teenagers between the ages of 14 and 17. I remember those halcyon days, Dom.
Oh, come on. I like today better than all those days.
Would be allowed to serve alcohol to seated bar and restaurant customers in Wisconsin under a bill being circulated by two Republican lawmakers.
Seated? What if I'm standing at the bar? I don't get service?
What if you're seated at the bar? You do get service? You're standing. I'm seated, so I get service. But don't serve that guy.
Just slide it over for me, will you?
Under current state law, restaurant and bar employees must be 18 or older and under the supervision of a licensed employee to serve alcoholic beverages. But co-authors, Senators Rob Staffsholt from New Richmond and Chance Green from Grandview, he's a rep, they're both Republicans, Tom, said the law causes issues because in establishments, underage employees are only able to do part of their job. Part of the job, Dom. Wisconsin is already having severe workforce shortage issues, specifically in the food and beverage industry. The co-sponsor's memo states, this bill creates a simple solution to this problem by allowing minors from the ages of 14 to 17 to serve alcoholic beverages. but only to their seated customers. Now, the minimum age to work in a restaurant in Wisconsin is 14. Those under the age of 16 require a work permit to legally work and are restricted from performing certain tasks, including serving alcohol, cooking over an open flame, and using heavy bakery equipment or manual deep fryers. If passed and signed into law, Wisconsin would be the only state, Tom. We'd be unique in our campaign finance laws and our 14-year-old's ability to serve alcohol in a bar. Only two states currently allow employees under the age of 18 to serve alcohol, according to the National Institutes of Health. Maine allows 17-year-olds to serve alcohol. West Virginia, Dom, allows those as young as 16 to serve alcohol. Not here in Wisconsin, Dom. 14,
way to go. So what did the memo here say? Wisconsin is having a severe workforce shortage issue. So what you're really trying to tell me is that unemployment under Tony Evers is at record low? Congratulations, Tony Evers. Are you complimenting the Democratic governor for the most awesome, excellent working situation we have here in Wisconsin? Low, almost no unemployment. I mean, we're at 3 point something, right? You can't get much lower than that ever. So Republicans acknowledging the success of Governor Tony Evers want to what? Change the labor laws to allow the 14-year-olds to serve seated. I don't get the seated thing. I'm not quite clear. Maybe there is a reason, but I would a couple of things. I don't know if I want a 14-year-old serving me drinks. Are they making them too? I mean, it's one thing to, you know, pour a beer out of a tap, but I've seen adults, you know, give you a half foamy beer. You know, you got to know how to pour a beer. You got to know how to make a drink. You want your 14-year-old
that's a skill, pouring
you
a beer. You should learn that at like 14, shouldn't you, Dom?
This is what I'm saying. Or you know, my old fashioned, you know, 14-year-olds going to be up there muddling. Are you going to muddle? Is that how you make it? And then the other side of that, of course, right now, the other restrictions as well.
You
right?
are... Let me slow you down for a minute, Selby. Your primary concern is your old fashioned is not going to be properly muddled at the bar?
Throwing it out there, man. I'm throwing it out there. What are the other issues? They can't use heavy bakery equipment, can't use manual deep fryers or cooking over an open flame. Are those also now part of the solution? Because presumably anybody, I mean, if you need help serving a beer, you probably need help with the fryer. You know what I'm saying? Those are probably relatable jobs. Is this also part of the Republican proposal? Or I would just suggest maybe the company could just pay their staff more money.
Here's the difference between the deep fryer, let's say, and the booze serving. Nobody ever stole the grease and took it home from the deep fryer. I mean, I'm telling you.
If they change it out, man, my fries taste like the fish.
You know what? If you allow 14-year-olds to serve alcohol in bars, you are going to have the most popular job in any town. Every 14 to 18-year-old is going to line up to work in that bar and serve those drinks. And if a few go out the back door, if a few cans don't get opened, a few bottles don't get served.
They were damaged. You can't serve that to the customers.
I got to tell you, Dom, at age 14, 14-year-old Crudy, I would not be responsible for allowing me to serve booze to the other supposed adults, right? I mean, I'd be stealing the beer. It'd be going out the back door. The temptation would be too great.
But you could already do that if you want. But I mean, come on, Republicans. I know we are the drunkest state in the nation, but you gotta put a cherry on top for everybody else.
A muddled cherry.
Don't forget the orange slice, man.
Come back with us. You're favorite high school teenage bar serving stories? Your phone calls next. 844-967-2789.
I drank beer with my friends. Almost everyone did. Sometimes I had too many beers.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Muskego to Pewaukee. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. After 4 days, the man accused of killing five of his neighbors in Cleveland, Texas, is in custody.
We now have this man in custody.
San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers.
He was caught hiding in a closet underneath some laundry.
They are not yet saying whose house Francisco Oropeza was in.
That's CBS's Matt Piper. A Hollywood writer's strike is in full force after no deal was made with the studios. CBS's Elise Preston.
This could be just the start of the script. Actors and directors are facing their own labor uncertainty. Both of those guilds are about to negotiate.
We could have an entire town out on the picket line at some point.
1,500 additional troops are being sent to the U.S.-Mexican border in preparation for a possible rise in migrants. Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
Military personnel will not directly participate in law enforcement activities.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Republican proposition in the state of Wisconsin, co-sponsored. You got Senate support, you got Assembly support, you got Republican support. 14-year-old bartenders, or at least workers in the bar, able to serve booze to adults. And one of our friends, our frequent contributor friend, Jeff, asked, he messaged us, or me, or both of us, let's also talk about the dangers of having young kids around drunken adults. Are Republicans going to allow a young woman who was raped on the job bartending get an abortion?
Oof.
Sorry, I should say a 14-year-old child. Only if she reports it properly to law enforcement, but currently under state law, even that would be prohibited. There is no exception for rape or incest in the 1849 law. No, she would have to bear the child.
Unbelievable. Another friend, Karen, on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. Question, if anyone, the age of anyone seated at the table, is the 14-year-old going to card the people sitting at the table? Is that also now part of the job? Because I'm pretty sure the 15-year-old is going to hand over the Kohl's card and say, yeah, I'm totally of age.
844-967-2789. What could possibly go wrong? Dom, I like to ask the question, what's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst?
OG Claire, how you doing, Claire? How you been, sister?
Hey, Claire, how you doing?
Hi, Devils. I'd like to discuss the budget for a second,
sure.
If you don't mind backtracking a little. The Republican Party is the party of no. And it's not a messaging problem. It's a message problem.
So define the difference between a messaging and a message problem.
I don't know. They said they lost. Kelly lost because he had a messaging problem. Well, I say it's the message.
And yes. The messenger, perhaps, OG
that's
Claire. You know what
point.
I'm saying?
Absolutely, it's the message. And they won't change the message, Claire. That's the whole thing they see. And I think it was, it may have been the spokesperson for Evers today that said, if I were a Republican Party that lost 14 out of 17 statewide elections, I would simply not reject widely popular policies supported by the majority of the state. Britt Kudebeck writing at the Urban Milwaukee.
844-967-2789. That's right, isn't it?
That's right.
Ladies lining up on the phones, got lots of them. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you're next. Welcome.
Hey, Jeannie.
Thanks, guys, for covering this. Boy, families should run those people right out of town. They're subjecting families to lifetimes of stress and sorrow. This is like child abuse and neglect. Huge, because you know what? They already have a huge problem. They did even years ago with men having worked in the school district dealing with these issues. A lot of kids drinking. A lot of sorrow with parents. I'll bet money the PTAs and all the different places where parents go, if they knew that these yahoos were going to subject their 14-year-olds to this behavior, I think they'd be run out of town. I mean, I cannot believe it. And then cut money for counseling services? Man, these guys are just nuts. So anyway, guys, I mean, I can't believe this. These guys are just totally worthless. And in fact, you know, this is abuse and neglect. Huge. I mean, that's why these laws were put into effect, was to protect kids. So anyway, guys, I'm sorry, but I can't believe these guys. They're just sickos, criminals, and we need to get them to out of our state. So thank you so much for informing the public and me, too, because I'm not hearing it on my side of the state. So
you will soon, Jeannie. I promise. 93.5 Chippewa Falls. It's going to...
I'm waiting. Goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll talk soon on the radio, Jeannie, not just the stream. 844-967-2789. Lori from Monroe. Welcome, Lori. What do you got for us?
Hi, Lori.
Hello, Lori. 1, 2, 3. We'll try again. Angie from Monroe. A different Monroe heard from. Welcome, Angie. What do you got for us?
What's up, Angie?
I just can't believe what they're doing. I mean, can you imagine the liability? We're already like one of the number one in DUIs in the United States. I mean,
well, you can't expect a 14-year-old that doesn't yet have their driver's license to be the arbiter of whether or not you've been overserved.
That's another great point. Not only who's going to card them, who is going to make that determination, Angie, of whether or not someone's, you know, imbibed too much. Do you have the wherewithal at 14 to be cognizant of the tell signs, Angie?
And one more thing. What about the bar fights?
Oh.
That we have to break up. I, as a bartender, broke up many bar fights. Many bar fights. And as a woman, I mean, and as a young lady, I was like, what, in my 20s? So I was hit on a lot. I can't even imagine what a 14-year-old girl would put up with.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the creeper part of it. And, you know, And the thing about it, Angie, is when you're in the environment, and you know, I'm a bar guy, right? And sometimes if people have a few and lips get a little loose and you say things that I necessarily wouldn't want to be saying in front of a 14-year-old kid. Angie, I love playing video games, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of the social stuff, like I don't want to play with 12-year-old kids because I swear a lot. You know, and I don't want to be putting people in that kind of environment. So I just kind of stay away from that. Well, you're going to, the 14-year-olds are already presumably, if that's the age minimum in Wisconsin, Angie, of being able to work into a restaurant, they're probably around that, obviously. But when you get them on the front lines, you know, serving the old fashions, it puts them in a little different, I don't want to say danger, but a social situation.
If you screw up Dominic's muddled cherry, Angie, you could be on the receiving end of violence.
That's not true, Angie. I'll just, I'll drink it and have another one.
Thank you for listening. Any other thoughts? Oh, thank you, Angie. 844-967-2789. Lori, your second shot. Lori from Monroe, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, there you are. Hey, Lori.
I was on mute. I know I had it muted. I was listening to your budget thing, and I heard about, cutting the mental health for kids, yeah. And I'm in the mental health profession. And I was hoping you guys were going to say, and I'm thinking, yeah, but they'll let 14-year-olds into the bars, but they won't give them the mental health. And then during the break, on a commercial or on the news, it said how some student stabbed the patrol officer in the neck with a barbecue knife, but yet they don't want to provide mental health services for kids at school or kids or for anybody, but they're going to throw 14-year-old prepubescent girls into a bar with guys where they're sex offenders, where they can go. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. So that's what I wanted to say, is I'm so glad you brought up that 14-year-old, because that's what I was thinking. But yet these morons are going to put these 14-year-old kids into bars. We already have an alcohol problem. We already have kids depressed. It's just unbelievable.
Well, Lori, perhaps Hello? Your 16-year-old bartender could be your sober driver on the way home.
Well, see, there you go. You got your license at 16. It's a package deal.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for all you're doing and going up north. And you're getting closer to Monroe, so I can hear you almost all the way to Monroe. So keep it up, guys, okay?
Well, awesome. We'll Thank do you, our Lord. Best. We'll talk louder. Hopefully you can hear us all the way to everywhere soon. 844-967-2789. Still time? I hope there's still time, because I'm taking more callers.
Lots of time.
Mary from Madison. Welcome, Mary. What do you got for us?
Hi, Mary.
Hi. We're talking about child labor laws being changed or et cetera, but isn't this really just the first step in getting rid of all labor laws, getting rid of the 40-hour work week and the weekends and overtime and vacation pay and all those labor rights?
Mary, most of the propositions that you just ran down, Glenn Grothman, who is now a congressman from the state of Wisconsin, has made almost all those propositions. Wants to end the day off where you have one legal day off if you are a full-time employee. Wants to end the 40-hour work week. Hell, wants to end the 40-hour work week for teenagers last time I checked.
Hell, people want to work, Mary. They should be able to work, according to Glenn Grothman.
Mary, all these things are part of their agenda.
Right. And I don't know. I mean, even MAGA people work. They have jobs. I mean, if they continue supporting this, the GOP, not only might they lose their Social Security, their Medicare, they're already, some of them will be losing their Medicaid. What are you going to do? Be taking your grandmother out of the nursing home now? I mean, where is she going to live once they make these cutbacks on Medicaid? And then labor laws, right? All these white class, all these working blue class and even some white class workers, what are they going to do when they lose their weekends and their 40-hour work weeks and overtime and holiday and paid days off? I mean, this is just the first step. I think the GOP is just getting a feel on how far they can go on disbanding worker rights, labor rights, et cetera, et cetera.
Mary, I thoughtful caller. Thank you very much. I am actually encouraged in the short run, Mary. I think that there is a new strengthening in collective bargaining. I think during the pandemic, people, you know, they're necessary. They're essential laborers. Well, we found out a lot of people fall under that category, at least when you want your carryout or you want your car fixed or whatever the case may be. Jeannie, I think there is new strength to, her name wasn't Jeannie, my apologies. I think there's new strength to labor. And I think we're seeing a new laborization movement, and I hope it's for the better. 844-967-2789. Sure, interrupt the phone number.
844-967-2789, Washington Post, just a brief here. Iowa lawmakers in mid-April rolled back certain child labor protections. On April 18th, the state Senate approved a bill to allow children as young as 14 to work night shifts and 15-year-olds on assembly lines. The measure still must
assembly
pass
lines,
the Iowa
that
House.
Is some slave-ass labor. I mean, I know people do it because they have to feed their families, but a kid shouldn't have to do it.
Here's the group behind a lot of these. The Foundation for Government Accountability, a Florida-based think tank and lobbying arm. FGA has achieved its biggest victory in March, playing a central role in designing a new Arkansas law to eliminate work permits and age verification for workers younger than 16. So Iowa, right? Arkansas, we have, you know, they're, you know, prodding here in Wisconsin. Yeah, this is certainly a movement by Republicans, by these right-wing groups to strip away labor laws. Because what? They'd rather have the 14-year-old kids serving drinks than allow, you know, a normal migration work permit visa. A lot of people coming over the border. A lot of talk about that. Maybe we'll get there in the next hour. But people are looking for work. A lot of people around the world want to come here to work. And if you're not going to pay more money, where are you going to find the labor besides going to the kids?
Here's a new one. Duke calling in from Rice Lake. Welcome, Duke. What do you got for us?
Hey, Duke.
Hey, just curious. Like the ages right now to do other trades, you know, if you want to get a plumbing apprentice, do you have to be 18, 16? Can a 14-year-old do a plumbing apprentice?
I worked on a construction site at 17, and I fell off a roof, and I'm not, you know, very coordinated, but I don't know, Duke, if I was age appropriate for the workplace I was in. I don't know if OSHA should have allowed me on that work site.
Gotcha. I'm just curious for some, you know, ambitious 14-year-olds, and I'm, you know, I'm not swaying one side or the other here with these questions or opinions.
How old?
But, I mean, right now I believe, like, 16-year-old, you can work in the supper club, not just, you know, like a bar. You're not going to be behind a bar serving cocktails. You're going to be in a place that probably has a more food ratio than a drink ratio, I'm imagining.
Sure, I'm sure there are kids. I worked in restaurants when I was a high school student, and we got to, sure. You know, we got to bust the tables and, you know, take back the dirty dishes.
Dishwashing.
But you can't trust me with the booze, Duke, not 14-year-old Crudy. Hell, you can barely.
No, not 50-year-old Crudy.
I had a fake ID when I was 15 and the drinking age was 18. I just took my brother's birth certificate to Minnesota, got a state ID, and then I was good to go at 15. You know, if the kids want to drink, they're going to drink, but. You know, maybe some of these kids are just ambitious and they're already working in these restaurants.
Duke, got to cut you short. Short on time. Come back. More Devils.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 32. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 57. Lows level off around 36 tomorrow night. Warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going back to the phones at 844-967-2789. Just did a quick Google search. According to ServiceTitan.com, for apprentices, a required non-restricted license must be at least 18 years of age and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent to be apprentice for plumbing. But again, that's just a Google search. But there are age requirements for some of these apprenticeships, certainly.
I'm at least a GED equivalent.
At least.
At least.
Maybe.
844-967-2789. Al on the road. Welcome, Al. What do you got for us?
Hey, Al.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
I spent a lot of years owning a bar, and as long as you've got a licensed bartender running behind the bar, they can have help from 18 on up to work with them, and they're not required to have a license.
Correct. But
even with the kids, there has to be a licensed bartender there, and I think it's mostly in the food environment. I go down to my local bowling center. Now, if I sat down with my team or my family and ordered a pizza, and they had sodas, and I wanted a beer, the waitress can bring out all the sodas, but an adult has to bring me the beer. The way I see the law is that now would be that that young person could bring the beer along with the sodas and hand it to me. I'm seated at the table. They're not really allowed.
Yeah, Al, but what if they drink a third of it on the way to the table, man? You know how kids are.
Oh, yeah, I raised three of them. I know how they are. I was a kid once,
right,
too. Yeah.
Well, all right, but let me ask you this, Al. Obviously, being in the bar environment, you know how it can get sometimes. You think that's proper environment for a 14-year-old kid to be slinging drinks with a bunch of drunks?
They won't be slinging the drinks. There's going to be a licensed bartender there behind the bar who would have to supervise. The kids would just be able to take the beer or the mixed drink to the table where you're seated having your food.
Well, I'm not clear that that's, in fact, the case, Al. I mean, I totally get the point.
Yeah, really
as a licensed bartender, you can
really
have someone there, 18, you know, doing that with you. But the legislation didn't seem to articulate that one way or the other. It seemed to me that they said they could at least serve them only if they're sitting down. I'm not sure on the stand-up thing. But I understand that kids are, 14-year-olds are in the restaurant environment. Do you want them that close? That close? There's a reason why the laws are there, because it's probably better for the kids not to be that close to that action. Thanks for the call, Al.
Not if you're not going to let them smoke in those bars.
Not
remember
anymore,
what
man.
It used to be in the state of Wisconsin? Smoky. The bars were so smoky.
Yeah, yeah.
And what a hoot nanny they made when they tried to roll back or put forth smoking bans.
As a non-smoking smoker, I was not happy about it.
A non-smoking smoker. You're like a dry drunk.
Well, I still drink, but I am a non-smoking smoker. But I do, once it went down and it came in, oh man, I appreciate it. I don't have to, you know, wash my clothes or my hair every time I walk out of Eliota's.
We've got a Madison plumber a nameless Madison plumber. Welcome, plumber. How do we know you're a plumber?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I've never called in before, but you guys are awesome. And
thank you.
So I was just going to comment on the plumbing apprenticeship.
Sure, yeah, let us know. How does it work?
So when I was in high school, I actually did a school-to-work program, and you can do that for several other fields like automotive or carpentry or masonry, and a lot of my friends did that too. So I did a plumbing school-to-work program, and I would go to work in the morning until about 11:30, and then go to school for the rest of the day. So I was basically a laborer, but the cool thing was once I graduated, I was basically guaranteed an apprenticeship. So you have experience as a laborer, which normally if you don't have any experience coming into any trade, you're going to have to be a laborer for a little while until right. they build trust in you. And then you can be indentured. They're investing in you to become, you know, a licensed, you know, plumber or carpenter or whatever. So
Dom's indentured here. But
how old were you when you joined? You said you were in high school. How old? Was there an age requirement? Could freshmen do it? What was the age limitations?
So I don't know if there's an age restriction other than. You have to have transportation. I think a lot of places would prefer that you have your license,
right?
Especially in the trades where you might have to drive to a job site, or you might have to drive to, you know, you might have to drive a company vehicle, you know. So,
were you put in any dangerous situations? Did you fall off any roofs? Because I worked construction for my stepdad's firm one summer, and I wasn't asked to do anything that the everyday construction guys were asked to do, but I wasn't good at those things. I fell off I fell off a roof, man, had to scrape myself up and get back on the roof. Were you put in awkward or dangerous situations?
I was. I was definitely put into awkward and dangerous situations, but the first shop that I worked for was a non-union shop. Mm. So I believe that, had I pursued a shop that was part of the union, maybe they would have been more careful.
Well, hopefully they took you to the bar at the end of the day.
Hey, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Well done. Appreciate the moxie and the effort. Madison Plummer.
First caller. First time caller, long time listener. 844-967-2789. Roseanne from Madison. Welcome.
Hi, Roseanne.
Well, thank you. Hello. I'm really concerned more about the lecherous men. I was in a bar, a dining room of a bar one time, and the waitress was serving the drinks and the food, and the guy at the table was running his hands up the inside of the lady's thigh, the waitress's yeah. thigh. And I just cannot see 14-year-olds handling this situation. I think we got to. I think these waitresses should be required to be 50 and come with sledgehammers to hit them on the head.
Get a few miles and get a little jaded, Roseanne. And that's a great point. And of course, as the customer, if you do something as creepy as that to a minor, that makes it even creepier, Roseanne. If that's creepier. Even possible.
Totally, totally. And I agree with you. I can remember that so plainly. And to me, I don't know how girls are expected to handle situations. I think they're putting them in really gross situations when they start to serve alcohol. I just think it's really a place where girls shouldn't be.
But what about the labor shortage, Roseanne?
You're right.
Well, I think you cannot serve these guys drinks. They can just go away.
Maybe we could get like beer vending machines. You could go to the beer hall and just get it out of the vending machine.
Oh, like you used to be able to get the cigarettes out of the good old days.
Well, there you go. I mean, they're serving salads out of vending machines at the airports now, so you might as well. Yeah, have your old fashioned out of the vending machine.
Roseanne, do yourself a favor. Do not eat a salad vending machine.
Yeah, I hear you.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates. We ain't done yet. Hell, the happier happy hour is almost upon us. You're listening to the Tuesday edition, and we are your town hall. 844-967-2789.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-13.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.